God's grace and His peace to you on this special day as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. This is the day as Christians gather across the world to hear God's word to be proclaimed, that yes, we have a Savior, we have a Deliverer, one who rose from the dead for the forgiveness of our sins. It was only a couple days ago that we celebrated the death of our Lord and Savior. As He died on the cross, He appeased God's wrath for the forgiveness of our sins. Now sin has been defeated. The devil has been destroyed. Our victory is at hand. During this season of Lent, as we were preparing for this special day in our midweek services, we were focusing upon the confession of faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. Today, we sort of conclude that celebration as we join with the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Picking up on the third article of the Apostles' Creed, we remember about the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Very fitting, this is the appropriate Easter message. As we see the cross, or I should say the tomb, being emptied, we look to the cross and we see our Savior. We see the forgiveness of sins. We know that those who are in Christ on the last day will rise again and with a new glorified body will be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in everlasting life. This is what the Apostles' Creed says. But then how do we connect that first Easter event and our lives today? Well, actually, that is the Holy Spirit's job. You see, we do remember that 2,000 years ago, our salvation was won for us as Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. But how do we connect that to today's time? That's actually where the third article of the Apostles' Creed comes in. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who now makes this important event relevant for us, who makes it known to us. Because without the Holy Spirit, we would forget about our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. As our gospel reading for today notes, the women went to the tomb, and they found the tomb empty. And what was their first reaction? They were afraid. Also likewise, as human beings, our sinful nature is also afraid. Notice what the Gospel of Mark says. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And this was just after they were commanded to go and tell the disciples. Can you believe that? The first witnesses to the resurrection were afraid. That really shouldn't surprise us at all. Because we hear the resurrection message. We hear about the forgiveness of sins. We see Jesus' death on the cross. And every day we need to be reminded of this beautiful resurrection account for the forgiveness of your sins, the forgiveness of my sins, for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. But yet, how many days are we afraid to go and do something? How many days are we afraid to open up our Bibles and read it? How many days are we afraid to get ourselves reattached to the work of the Holy Spirit back to this death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We are no different than the women who went to the tomb. And that's why we need that Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to open our eyes, that Holy Spirit to reconnect us to the Christ, that Holy Spirit that brings us again to hear the proclamation of His Word and to receive His sacrament. We cannot do this by ourselves. We need that gift of God. And God works through His Holy Spirit to accomplish that task. You see, it is the Holy Spirit's job to make us, as His name implies, holy. To reconnect us to Christ until the words of the Apostles' Creed are complete. You see, the Holy Spirit has a wonderful job and a very difficult job. His job is to constantly to reconnect us to this gospel message. The joy of Easter each and every day of our lives we need to experience. But our fears, our anxieties, our sinful nature makes us afraid and pushes us away from that Holy Spirit. So we need that Holy Spirit to continue to work. That's where that third article of the Apostles' Creed comes in. As we say, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. You see, when we finally get to that last point, on that last day, when we have the resurrection of the dead, and we are with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in heaven above, then the Holy Spirit's job is done. Until that time, the Holy Spirit is hard at work. Let me give you some examples of this. Today we talk about the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, and very fittingly and very appropriately, we bask in the glory of God's grace as we delight in hearing our sins are forgiven. But how quickly do we forgive other people? How long does it take for us to ease the pain and the anger within us, to be able to speak to someone who has done us wrong? Unfortunately, our sinful nature is strong. It pushes against this beautiful gospel message and says, I'm not going to forgive until satisfaction is made. Well, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you want satisfaction for your sin, don't look to the appeasement of your heart. That will lead you astray. Look to the cross. True forgiveness doesn't come from our hearts being softened by our own work. Our sinful nature is going to want to harden our hearts. True forgiveness comes by looking at the cross. And it's the Holy Spirit who reconnects us to that cross. We have a problem that we don't want to forgive other people. We don't want to share the love that God so graciously gives to us. We'd rather love ourselves more than we love other people. It is our own human nature that stops the joy of the resurrection each and every day of our lives. There's a beautiful book. If you ever get a chance to read it, please pick it up. It's called The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis. It's not talking about marital relationships, but it's talking about our relationship with God. It picks up very clearly about the resurrection and God's free gift of salvation to all people. But in the midst of it, you find one character after another who gets distracted from that beautiful gospel message, who starts pushing away for one reason or another, and all those reasons have to deal with their humanness, their sin, their shortcomings. The work of the Holy Spirit is a great task. This day, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we need to include that work of the Holy Spirit, because without the work of the Holy Spirit acting daily in our lives, this day would come and pass without any fanfare, without any celebration. It would be a day just like any other day. Our human nature is that strong. So we gather here today to receive what the Lord has given to us in His Word. The tomb was empty. The message was to go and to tell the disciples, and especially to Peter. Notice again, why Peter? Because Peter was the one who actively denied our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was the one who especially needed to hear the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead. Likewise, we also need to hear that message. We need to hear that Easter joy, the resurrection, each and every day of our lives, to put down that sinful nature within us and to have that joy each and every day. This is one of the reasons why I love the words of our offertory, which we'll be singing in a little bit, where we ask the Lord to create in us a clean heart and to renew a right spirit within us. We ask the Lord not to cast away His Spirit from us because of our rejection, but to restore unto us that joy, that true joy that the Holy Spirit brings into our lives. With all of Christendom, we need to hear this Easter joy each and every day of our lives. The Spirit is willing, as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ reminds us in His Word, but the flesh is weak. So we ask the Lord to encourage us, to strengthen us with the Spirit. This is why we gather to hear God's Word and that gospel message proclaimed, why we gather together in this fellowship of believers to encourage one another in the faith, and why it's so important for us to come and kneel at the altar before our Lord and receive Him as He comes to us with His body and blood, the bread and wine, for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. We need that forgiveness each and every day. We need to be encouraged because we do live in a world of sin, and our sinful nature is strong. It is pushing away because it's trying to cleave to the things of this world. Paul makes note of that in our epistle reading for today. As Paul begins in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ." So I have to ask you, in this life of yours, what is the most important thing? Is it our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Is it the resurrection? Is it the forgiveness of sin? Or is it other things? And when we find ourselves pushing away from this gospel message, when we find ourselves pushing away from God's grace through His Word, through His sacrament, as we find ourselves pushing away from this community of believers, we have to ask ourselves, what is motivating us? What is causing us to push us away? And deep down inside, we'll find that it is our sinful nature trying to grab onto the things of this world. But let me tell you, as you have so often heard, you can't take the things of this world with you except the Holy Spirit. Accept that faith which attaches itself to the promise of Jesus' death and resurrection. So this day we rejoice with all of Christendom, and we refocus our attention to the cross, where we see the forgiveness of sins, we see the joy of our salvation, we see our eternal life, as God sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not die but have eternal life. This is that Easter message. The tomb is empty. God's wrath has been appeased. Our salvation is at hand. Let us go forth and embrace and enjoy this Easter joy. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.